Good morning. It's Wednesday the 3rd of March. It's Andrew and I shall be reading from Mark 16, verse 1 to verse 8. Jesus has risen. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought the spices so that he might go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you'll see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Boy, I bet they were trembling and bewildered and afraid. I certainly know I would be. These ladies were on a mission. They were setting off to do something that they may well have done before or been certainly very familiar with, to anoint a body after the death, to prevent the body from smelling as it decomposed. So was it no wonder that they were trembling and afraid to find that there wasn't the body there that they were expecting to, but somebody else sitting there speaking to them? But what good news it turned out to be in the end, that it was Jesus is now alive. We thank you, Jesus, for what you went through on the cross. Now you have risen from the dead to sanctify us from our sins. Amen.